Happy Tuesday. Welcome to the Find the Green podcast with your host, Jason Rockhold, PGA Master Professional. And today we're going to talk a little bit about why you would want to have a social media calendar and how it will make your online presence a lot more effective. Here's the intro. Thanks for stopping in. It is July 10th. We are 10 days on the other side of the year of 2018. And want to talk a little bit today about social media marketing and social media calendars. And I think we're going to dive mainly into the purpose of a calendar and kind of some of the things that I would recommend to kind of get you started and kind of keep up with what you're doing. So the one thing that I highly recommend, and this is for every social media platform that you have, everything from Facebook to Twitter to Instagram to podcasts and vlogs and Pinterest and everything that you do online, I really highly recommend getting it on the calendar. And I even count things like going online and checking your Google account. And that's something that, you know, we talked about probably almost a month and a half ago now, where it's really important to make sure that you go in and make sure that there's nobody that's really disappointed with what's going on at your business, and if there are, to address it as quickly as you can. And to have that on the calendar is something that will make sure that you don't forget about doing that and miss something and let it fall through the cracks. But the main reasons for a social media content calendar, I mean, it's something that I highly recommend, and it really does a lot of stuff for me. One of the biggest things that it does is it just keeps me accountable. And as much as I'd like to say that I'm very timely and I have everything mapped out of what I want to do, the only reason why that can be true is because I have it down on my calendar. If I didn't have that, this podcast is going out on Tuesday at 7 o'clock in the morning, I would probably have missed a few weeks. But as you can see, you go back down through my entire podcast selection and you can see that it is right there on Tuesday going out every single week. And I contribute that to the social media calendar. Now, there's some other areas that you definitely want to make sure that you use. And the great thing about a social media calendar is it doubles as an actual calendar. So if you are coming up and you have Memorial Day weekend, which for golf is a huge, huge weekend, or Augusta is coming up and the Masters is going to be this coming weekend. Well, if you have that on your social media calendar, it gives you tons of time to do some research, find some really interesting stuff that people will actually want to look at or read, and be able to post that up on your social media platforms. In addition, by having a calendar like this, you can utilize things like your blog or this podcast as some content for those social media posts. So, for example, this week I am doing my podcast on every Tuesday, which I do. And in addition, what I'll be doing Tuesday afternoon is posting a little blip on LinkedIn talking about what I'm talking about today, social media calendars, and it will say, hey, come and check out my podcast. We've got some really interesting content on social media calendars, and it will help you become a better marketer. So just by having that physical presence of a calendar that tells you what you're going to do on every day is something that will allow you to keep yourself right up to date with everything that's going on. The next thing is accountability. Okay, so we have accountability and we have keeping up with, you know, important dates that are coming up. The next thing that I would say is, you know, it saves time in the brainstorming portion of what we do. And part of creating content is sitting down and coming up with all the different types of content that you know about. So by being able to sit down and write down all the different areas that you want to talk about, and then designing a plan or designing a calendar of when you want to do something about them and what platform you want to talk about it on, whether it's a Facebook post or it's a tweet, or if you want to do a blog post and blast it out across all your social medias that you wrote a blog post for the website. You know, these are all different things that you can put down all at one time. That's the great thing about the calendar, is you can brainstorm in March what you want to do. There's a lot of places that will actually do a social media calendar a year out. You can put generic kind of things down of what you want to talk about. So like today, I wanted to talk about social media marketing, and I wanted to talk about how to do a calendar and something like this. It's pretty broad. It's something that really, unless it's 10 years down the road when social media marketing has potentially moved on to a different phase of marketing, you know, it's very important now. But I'm not talking about, you know, a soccer player that's grabbing his leg and crying and getting called for fouls and stuff like that, that is sweeping across Twitter and Instagram on how to teach your kid how to fake injury in soccer. You know, that's only something that I'd be able to say today for something that happened in the last week. If I were to have planned that I was going to talk about something like that, it you know, you just can't. So the biggest thing about these things is you want to make sure that on your social media calendar that you have a concept, and then you have the ability to make it relevant to what's going on now. And the last thing I really want to talk about when it comes to building that calendar out is it allows your consumers of your content, or the people that are following you or have any interest in you, potential customers that are wondering if you have any idea of what you're talking about, that consistent delivery of content will allow you to really show your credibility. And that's literally the last thing that I want to talk about with this, because it's such an important part of this whole thing. Utilizing your social media to establish credibility. Now, when it comes to personal services and stuff like that, that is the number one goal no matter what. You want to make sure that whenever you put together a good piece of media, a good piece of content, that it reaches out and it shows that you have a good handle on the subject matter that you talk about. And in addition to that, it will show them that you might be the guy or girl that knows what they need to have somebody know to solve their problem. So the more that you can reach out there and expand your knowledge base, the more people that you'll be able to touch. Now, switching gears a little bit, I understand that putting together a social media calendar sounds like it can be a pretty tasking thing. It's really a lot of things that go into that. You know, you're sitting there and you have 7 or 8 different social media platforms, a blog, a podcast, and your mind just starts swilling around going, how am I going to be able to keep up with doing this kind of stuff? Especially if I'm looking to do 4 Facebook posts a day or a week, or I'm looking to tweet 2 or 3 times a day, or I need to make sure that I'm active on LinkedIn, not only on my profile, but also get into LinkedIn groups and be able to start posting some of the cool things that are happening at the golf course and at the golf club and with what you're doing on those platforms as well. There's just so many different things that can literally have your head spinning, wondering how I'm going to get this done. Now, there is an easy way to do it, to bring somebody on staff that knows what they're talking about. They will sit down, and that will be their sole focus for the entirety of their working with you. Or you can hire out a contracted marketing firm that can come in and help you with all aspects of the business, and anywhere from your marketing budget to your marketing strategy to social media marketing, whatever areas that you need help in, they can do it. And believe it or not, I know a great one, Rockhold and Associates at www.rockholdandassociates.com. They can help you with all aspects of this, everything from putting together a marketing plan, putting together a strategy, putting together a calendar for marketing, social media marketing, everything that you need to do, we can help you. If you want to do most of it and then just leave social media marketing to us, we can do it that way. We have many different plans, and we are adjustable to your plan and your budget. So, little shameless plug again, I'm sorry, but I just wanted to make sure that you knew that that is something that we are really strong in. It's something that we dedicate our life to, and that is helping golf courses connect with potential customers and getting them back into the door more often. So that connection that we build, it will help them start to really connect with your golf course and then get them back to the golf course so they can connect to your staff and really start to build that relationship with them. So feel free to check us out. I will put the link in the description, and go ahead and stop by and check us out and give us a call. We'll definitely be happy to help. So, all right, circling back around, I'm going to go over the main reasons why we do the social media marketing calendar. Number one is just to keep you accountable, keep you up to date on what you want to do. Number two, keeps you up to date with everything that's going on, all the major times, like this coming week, the Open Championship. Are you doing anything about it? Are you sending anything out? Do you have any podcasts set up? Do you have any blogs that are going out? Do you have any tournaments that you are setting up that will incorporate maybe a watch party in the morning with golf in the afternoon? You know, it's always a great thing to try to incorporate some sort of golf that's out in the real world, and especially something like this, like a major, definitely a huge thing to try to build your social media marketing around and actually just build your community around. So, all right, final three things. Make sure that you can plan a little bit further out ahead. You know, keep it broad-based ideas so that you can really start to bring in your relevant things that are happening that week that you can add in. And then make sure that you stay relevant with everything that you're putting out there. Make sure that it isn't talking about a tournament that happened 2 weeks ago, unless you're telling the results of it. But make sure that you are consistently posting on a normal basis, that those people that are tuned in or those people that are going to your page are always going to see something on the days that you say it's going to happen. Just like this podcast, every Tuesday, it goes out every Tuesday. And finally, you know, build that credibility. Your whole online presence is about building credibility and absolutely telling everybody out there what you do, what your golf course does, what your business does, anything. It is to tell them what you do and justify the reason why it's important to them to know that and how they can get involved with being a part of it. So thank you for listening. I greatly appreciate every single listen, and I love the fact that the listening audience is going up every single week. It's awesome. Really helps put the wind in the sails, if you know what I mean. So keep listening. And as always, send me an email at jrockhold@pga.com or hit me up on Twitter at jrockgolf, and I'll get back to you. Like I've always said, it'll either be a direct contact back to you, or if it's a good enough thing and it's a general idea, it might be something that I'll build a podcast around. So thank you again for listening. Have a great week.